once a month in this congregation, we participate in the Eucharist, in the Sacrament of Communion. You do not have to be a particular member of this congregation to participate. You have to simply be a member of the body of Christ, saved by grace in Jesus Christ. And if you are not yet saved by grace through Jesus, we are going to give you that opportunity, thank you guys, this morning, to surrender your life to Him, because Jesus is the only one really worth walking with. Isn't that true? Someone say amen or oh no. He's worth walking with. And so I'm going to read from the scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The apostle Paul had insight and revelation into what all this stood for. And so we refer to these scriptures as we participate in the sacrament of communion. For I delivered from the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. Let a man and woman, therefore, examine themselves, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. A few comments simply to make prior to participating in this together. We have been taught many times over the years that if you're not right with God, you should not take communion. Well, the whole purpose of the scripture is that we get right with God and take communion. So if you have something between you and Jesus that yet remains and hasn't been taken care of, take care of it right now before we participate, because there's an impartation of his presence that comes to his people as we participate in communion. I believe as we participate in the broken body of the Lord, we receive his healing power. The Bible tells us he suffered for us. He was broken for and bruised for our iniquities, our transgressions, and the stripes. He bore our sicknesses, our sorrows. So we're going to receive a fresh impartation of his presence as we participate. So look forward to communion. Don't stay away from taking communion. If there's a difficulty in a relationship with someone and you've done everything you can do to make it right, but that other person simply won't make it right with you, then you have to leave that person in the hands of the Lord and with a sweet spirit say, okay, Lord, but I'm going to take communion in faith with you and entrust you to work that out. If it's not worked out and you haven't done your part, then you need to make it right on your first opportunity, and you can do that after you've participated in communion as well, making a covenant in your heart that I'll take care of it at my first opportunity. So we gather here this morning in remembrance of him. Lord, we thank you that as we have the wafer in our hand, we understand it represents your body broken for us. We thank you, Lord, that you were bruised for us. You bore the stripes for us. Just say out loud, church, Jesus did this for me. It was important that you hear in your own ears this morning you saying that. One more time. Jesus did this for me. Now, Lord, as we participate, we do so in remembrance and with great thanks. Let's participate together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We receive your healing power, Lord. We receive your presence, your life. Thank you, Lord, for your great grace. Now, as we look at the fruit of the vine, we remember the blood of the covenant, that you shed your blood so we didn't have to shed ours. We don't take that lightly or tritely. Lord, we do come in remembrance of you. And Lord, I don't know how we can say thank you enough, but we'll try. So we say thank you again this morning. Come on, just give him thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now we'll participate together. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we get to celebrate your presence. Thank you, Lord. Let's just give them applause, church. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.